Doc shrugged his shoulders, miming someone who was lost, shading his eyes with his hand and looking around.
Great performance, Doc.
Kragerfield.
Es gewinnt den Defend. Kus dich gewinnt er.
When the man saw that his attempted communication failed, he relied then on pointing to the west, using his hand to indicate that they should then curve toward the south.
What we figured.
How about telling them we want to steal all their food, and they can go?
I'll give it a try. I was always rather a stunner when it came to playing charades at the Yuletide parties, back when I was... well, when the world was young. I'll try, Ryan.
He stooped with cracking knee joints and picked a few pieces off the piece of meat, wiping his mouth in a vivid pantomime of appreciation. Then he took the two men, one by each arm, and led them to the edge of the clearing to the east. He gently pushed them toward the forest. Both stubbornly resisted his efforts to get them to leave the clearing. One pointed to his knife, the other to the pair of horn longbows that leaned against a tree. Ryan shook his head angrily, gesturing at them with a rifle.
Tell them to get out of here, Doc.
I don't speak their tongue. It sounds like some debased form of German or Polish. I don't know. They were probably a small community that was cut off by the bombing and kept elements of their mother tongue. Immigrants.
Hey, fuck off!
Jack cocked his magnum and rammed the end of the barrel under the chin of the nearer man. The tip of the forward sight cut into the skin, leaving a tiny, perfect bead of bright crimson blood on the tanned skin. The hand rose and brushed away the gaping muzzle of the massive hand blaster, as if it were a mildly troublesome insect.
Sure terrified him there, boy.
Laurie took the next try, pulling the fur-covered man to the farther edge of the small clearing, coughing as she passed through the smoke of their cooking fire. She rubbed her stomach and mimed hunger, smiling at the venison, which was rapidly cooling on the grass. Then she pushed the men from her, with a wave and a sad smile. One of them nodded, mouth breaking into a toothless grin, which made Ryan wonder in passing how he would have eaten the roasted meat. But the man was pointing again, this time to the earthenware crock of liquor.
Yes?
Getting Ryan's smile of agreement, the tall blonde ran across and picked up the jar, handing it to the primitive outlander. He raised it to his lips and gave the teenage girl a deep bow. His companion also bowed low, offering a slightly cautious smile to the rest of the watching group. Then the two turned and began to pick their way between the trees. Within a couple of minutes, they totally vanished.
Well done, my puppet.
Doc grinned, hugging Laurie and giving her a great smacking kiss on the lips.
Yeah, Laurie. Jack, just keep a watch in case they decide to come back for their bows. Let's eat.
Apart from the outer skin of the deer, which had been roasted to charcoal, the meat was good, tender and succulent. They all sat cross-legged around the dying fire, chins slick with the juices of the animal.
Food's good. If that map Doc saw is about right, we still got some miles to cover to try and find this vill down on the coast. Best be moving.
They left the bows where they'd found them, so that the two primitive hunters would be able to retrieve them after they'd gone. The outskirts of Clackardville were reached just before sunset, with no further trouble. A white mist crept off the Atlantic Ocean, toward the shore. Already, its first questing tendrils had reached a line of large boulders 100 paces off the beach. The seven friends stood together on a low bluff, surrounded by tall pine trees, looking down on Clackardville.
Handsome little vill.
Looks clean.
He counted the line of masts alongside the quay.
8 sailors. Must be fishers and transports. They're burning coal in those houses. Must ship it in.
Clackardville looked as though it consisted of around 700 to 800 houses, making it one of the largest vills that Ryan had ever encountered. Smoke poured from well over half of the chimneys, drifting their way. The buildings were almost entirely white-framed, with red roofs. The streets looked narrow near the harbor, but wider farther up the hill. He could see the spires of 2 churches and a large windmill, its sails motionless in the calm of the evening. Christy used her amazing eyesight to scan the vill.
Several of the houses have a kind of platform on the top. Rails around them as well. Wonder what...
Widow's walks, my dear. The women climbed up them to spy out across the sea for some sight of a returning sail. These whalers often were away for 5 years at a time. It was a bleak, harsh life.
Any dough ships whaling?
I fear that I can't tell, dear boy. The old peepers see less than once they did. Perhaps Christie can...
What am I looking for, Doc?
Some evidence of small ovens on board where they would render the oil. Several long, narrow boats shipped aboard. Tough, seagoing vessels, ready for any weather.
Christie shook her head.
Can't see from up here, Doc. The fog's closing in on the Ville. We should get down there if we want to find a bed and food.
Best step easy. Those men with the venison might live here. Or it might be home to some relatives of the good folk of consequence.
Doubt that, Donphil. Hardly ever seen such a trim Ville as this one. But it could be the sort of place with a heavy presence of sect men. Best we step slow and easy and avoid trouble.
Put up blaster or I'll stick where sun never shines.
Take it easy, Jack.
Ryan feared the confrontation was already out of their hands.
You blaspheme, muty outlander.
Don't know that word, stinking bastard.
The boy's hand trembled over the holster that held his .357.
Jack, just button up your mouth and let me do the talking. The boy's wild. Sorry for the way he speaks. He was orphaned when his family was taken by Stickies. We rescued him.
It was a familiar situation for Ryan and JB. Throughout the Deathlands, there were all kinds of different communities. Some were large villes, ruled over by successful barons, and there were an unknown number of smaller settlements, sometimes only a handful of scattered hovels. The difference among these and the villes was most often seen in their attitude to security and strangers. The trader and the war wags had frequently run afoul of over-officious sect men, many of whom were swift and evil bastards, born and reared in an atmosphere of bullying and corruption. But the trio of sect men on the main highway into Claggardville was a little different from the usual breed. The mist had reached the houses along the quay, twisting and turning in the alleys and courts of the town. As they drew closer, it had become obvious to the seven companions that Claggardville was one of the oldest villes they'd come across. Or it had been cleverly rebuilt to give the impression that it was extremely old. The houses had gables and small leaded windows, and the streets were narrow and cribbed. Christie had warned of a sect patrol, seeing the three men standing by a kind of toll gate lowered across the road. All three wore black jackets and pants, with knee-length boots of black leather, and had trimmed mustaches and long side whiskers that practically met under their chins. Two of the three wore old-fashioned stovepipe hats like the one Doc had favored for so long. That was the general impression. But from habit, Ryan's eye went to the weapons the three men were carrying. He blinked.
Can't be real, Ryan. They're remakes. Good ones, but they gotta be remakes.
The most modern was an 1848 Colt Dragoon 44 caliber revolver. That was carried by the tallest of the three sect men. He also had an 1819 Hall 54 caliber flintlock breech loader slung across his shoulders on a worn leather strap with a polished brass buckle. One of the other men held a battered Kentucky flintlock musket in his hand, the stock resting on the ground. He also had a brace of smooth-bore flintlock pistols at his belt, looking the same bore as the Hall musket. The third man had a single pistol in his belt. It was the Harper's Ferry Marshall flintlock, the rare 18.